Welcome back to the Advisor of Gods. I am your host, Laura, here from Costa Rica. I'm by the beach and I feel so privileged to share this message with you. Thank you so much for being here. I'm going to continue this amazing topic of manifestation accelerator. I think that ideally we all want to master manifestation, master creation, as it is what we are here to do. I know that anything that has to do with manifesting, anything that has to do with creating, is to our most advantage to learn. So yeah, I'm going to continue on that road. We were talking on the last episode about being your own parent. I want to go a little further into that in this episode. And so we're going to talk about basically the first gear, which has to do with the root chakra and safety, and how if we unblock that, this first gear, as I'm going to call it, we allow flow to come in through our lives, a flow of abundance in all areas of our life. And this is something that I think we all have issue with, especially in this world, these days that we're living in, how we're just being attacked, or a life force to flow through you continuously. And so, yeah, let's get right into it. Let's establish this feeling of safety within ourselves. Where that begins is in our body. Our body is a physical representation of what is going internally, what is going on internally. Because there is this direct correlation between the body and the internal state, we can use our body as an instrument to also manipulate and tweak what is going on internally. I'm always grateful that I can bring my personal experience into these podcasts so that we can learn together and kind of reach these milestones in these understandings together. When I came here to Costa Rica a few days ago, I left everything behind me. I quit my job. I had a really great job that paid me really well for not really doing anything. And so I left that behind and I came here with nothing. I have savings, but other than that, I didn't have anything planned as far as a job goes. In the moment of leaving, I felt very secure of what I was doing because I knew that I was moving closer to a space where I wanted to be. And I knew that by moving closer to a space where I wanted to be, my joy, my happiness, my flow would increase, and that would allow more energy, currency, money to flow in naturally. And so, because I know that, that's my truth, I left really confident. But that quickly changed when I got here. And so I knew that I had to come and relax into the space. And so I did for the first day, actually the first 2 days. But then the third day, I started to panic almost. I started to worry a little too much about what I needed to do to bring some currency in. It's like, just like that, I had forgotten everything I knew about current, about energy, and begin to panic and begin to overcomplicate myself with just doing the most of research of how I could bring in more income, new ways I could bring in more income. And I was having a lot of technical difficulties. I was trying to get my computer set up because I bought a new computer just so I could edit and just work on the flow, work on the go. I was trying to get my computer set up with the program that I used to edit my podcasts, and it wasn't working. It was just like impossible for it not to work, and it was just not working. And so I became so frustrated, and it's like all of a sudden I like snapped back into myself and I was like, what am I doing? It's like clearly not wanting for me to focus on this right now. And so let me listen, let me remember to listen and move accordingly. So I put all of that to rest and decided to just take a towel and put my swimsuit on and head to the beach and relax. I even rolled a CBD joint and just decided to relax into my experience because I had already forgotten about this milestone that I reached by me coming here because I was too worried about something that wasn't even something to worry about. We tend to do that often where we reach a milestone and it's like, now that we reach that milestone, we don't enjoy the present moment of accomplishing that milestone, but we're already thinking about the next milestone that we have to accomplish. And so I quickly realized this, not quickly actually, I was listening to a bunch of books, audiobooks that are supportive to my understanding of truth, and a lot of swimming and exercise and remembering where it is that I do have control, and realizing that that is enough for me to have everything sort itself out. That if I focus on the things that I can control, which in this case was my body and my present moment, everything else would turn out all right. Everything would figure out itself. And so I did. I just decided to enjoy my day, to turn my mood around, because I also had forgotten very quickly how I'm feeling, what I'm giving focus and attention to, I'm moving towards. And so I was focusing on the lack of having financial resources, on the lack of having something to do to bring currency in. And so I was attracting more of that. And so the impossible was possible. Like literally everything was blocking me from doing the things that I needed or wanted to do, because I was not allowing for flow to come through. I was blocking this energy channel of safety because I was feeling unsafe. I was feeling insecure. I was feeling I need to figure this out or else I'm screwed, basically. And as you are about to learn, that is the biggest no-no that you could do, is to block that first gear of safety. So let's dive a little bit deeper into that, and then later I will conclude with how unblocking this gear resulted in some change in my immediate reality. Going back to the last episode, I want to remind you that you have the choice of reclaiming your body. Become your own parent and protect yourself. You don't have to wait for anybody to make you feel safe. The absorption of safety depends entirely upon how vulnerable we can be. As I was speaking in my last episode, allowing this parent energy to come through for us is a great strategy in moments where we want to be vulnerable but are a little too scared to. The constant practice of this energy, this inner parent, to come through for us when we have to speak boundaries for ourselves or others, or just the constant practice of maintaining or establishing a relationship with this inner parent, can create a feeling of safety. It does, like I said in the previous episode, it does have a lot to do with your imagination and a little bit of role playing, at least inside your head, you know, because everything that has to do with manifestation has to do with imagination and role play. It's like you have been programmed your whole life to be a certain way, and now you are pretending, at least for a while, in your head, to be different or to act different or to embody a new sense of trust or role that you had never established within yourself before, until it is real for you. It manifests true. So because this is an issue of the root chakra, because this is an issue of the role of mother-infant dynamic within ourselves, the way to control or assist this energy would be with a feeling of nourishment. When we feel fear or insecurity, and in my case, I was feeling a financial instability, which wasn't even there, like I'm good. but this feeling comes from a feeling of you need to control the situation. And so that's not nourishment. Nourishment is when you can trust your mother or your parents to take care of you because they brought you into this world. And so that is their role, correct? So if you consciously agree to relax your desire to control, you can yield to a primal sense of trust and being totally supported by a higher force. In my case, I don't even have financial issues. I can support myself for a very long time with all the savings that I have. And yet this feeling was coming more of a sense of, I have to figure this out, instead of it will be figured out for me. So that feeling came from a wanting to control a situation that I don't need to control, that I can surrender to my higher self, to the universe. And that's the thing, it's that if you don't allow yourself to find this profound relaxation in your physical sense, you will never establish self-trust. And if you can't establish self-trust, then that means that you have no trust, no trust in the universe, no faith. And faith is what attracts faster, or just attracts at all. And faith is that which you need to attract everything you desire. And so what to do when we're not feeling very faithful, when we can't establish a connection of trust within ourselves? And that's what I want the essence of this episode to be, is that just how your mind, through your mind, you can hack your body to heal, you can do the opposite and hack your mind and soul through your body. The ancient Kabbalah views the body as a denser form of the spirit. Matter is in spirit and spirit is in matter, but simply in finer, denser particles. No single part can ever be the whole. This is what is meant by holiness of the body. Your body and your spirit are one of the same. They're interconnected. And through our body, we can influence our mind and spirit. And through our spirit and mind, we can influence the body. As above, so below. And so when we're having trouble tweaking or accessing a certain part of ourselves, we can use the other parts to assist. Our physical body is the only part of ourselves that is always present in time. Your mind and your soul can wander to other space-time realities, but your body is always present in this one. Your body is the only thing you ever truly have that is always present with you, no matter what. Everything else can come and go, but your body is always with you. And so it's really important to establish a safe and strong connection to our bodies. Because it is the only thing we ever have, through the body, we can establish that connection of safety, but it's something that you have to work on, because a lot of us have a disconnect with our bodies. We have no sense of relationship to our bodies. Like, really think about the percentage of the population who talks to their bodies, caresses their bodies, cares to know what they put into our bodies, always asking questions about what it is that they're putting into their body. What is the percentage of the population who actually cares to maintain their body in a good shape, that knows that their body is the most important thing they really have? One of the most popular ways of negating physical safety is a psychological attitude called body trashing. A big percentage of our population thinks poorly of their bodies. People don't know that in extreme cases, body trashing leads to a death trip or an unintentional suicide. It's a war with itself. You're causing a war with yourself by not accepting your body and denying it. Everything that happens to us is a manifestation of something we have done, including death. People die because they want to, even if it's not conscious, even if it's subconscious. If you think about it, most of our illnesses occur from the neglect of our bodies, from body hate. Very important to realize that the body's central need is to be felt deeply. And that could be through pleasure or pain. The choice is really yours. How are you allowing the body's central need to be expressed? I know you've seen those diagrams that connect parts of the body to astral bodies, and astrology in itself has a lot to do with the star body correlation. And so there's an opportunity to call in cosmic alliance through our bodies. And the relationship that we establish with our bodies is the relationship that we establish with the stars, essentially, with our ancestors. And if you do listen to your body and decide to speak with it, you'll realize that your body becomes a doorway to your whole self. It's important to recognize the body as a intelligent being within itself, an organism that is alive and is constantly in communication with our mind and our subconscious mind. So it's important that we are aware of how our ideas are forming, the way that we're thinking either supports life to the body or brings resistance, a sense of struggle for the body against living. A way to consciously practice the connection of body and mind is by keeping your word. Say what you mean and mean what you say. If you say you're gonna do something, do it, follow through, because your body is a lie detector. It is always listening to you. And when you don't do those things that you promised yourself you were gonna do, your body feels a sense of betrayal. If you're the type of person that says they're gonna do a million things in a day and ends up doing none at all, stop doing that. Stop promising yourself things that you're not going to accomplish. Be realistic with yourself and others also, because this has a lot to do with other bodies. The organism is very intelligent and it picks up everything. And so it is very important that you realize that nothing can be hidden. The body communicates it all. And so it's very important for you to be realistic with yourself. It establishes a sense of physical intelligence that you are aware of every little thing that you're saying and being true to yourself in every little thing that you're saying. Another form of deceit is generalization. When you speak of people or most people or you, when you're communicating something that has to do with just you, but you just want to be safe per se. And again, this has to do with being vulnerable. When we don't honestly communicate with words like me, myself, and I feel this way, this is what I think, you are denying yourself, you're denying your identity. And so that's also a way of creating deceit within our physical intelligence. Other ways to strengthen physical intelligence through our body are through exercise, yoga. Fasting is really important for body, mind, soul connection. Just really assists you in listening better. Breath work is really important. A lot of us don't really realize how disconnected we are with our breath and how inconsistent our breaths are, how loud we're breathing, how irregular the pattern of our breathing is. Not even necessarily that you're sitting down doing actual breath work, but just that you're consciously aware of how you're breathing. a lot of us are robbing ourselves from oxygen to many parts of our bodies, and breathwork really assists to get oxygen to those parts of your body that are not getting oxygen from your irregular breathing cycles. So breathwork is really important also because to me it assists with the abundance mindset. Just realizing that oxygen is one of those resources that is infinitely available to us at all times, and allowing myself to connect something like breath and oxygen and air to any other source of energy and currency, just how I have access to the air that I breathe in, I have access to any other form of energy currency that there is in the universe, because that is my birthright. And me practicing that through breathing really assists me connect that abundance mindset to any other form of currency or energy. And so I really encourage you to try that as well. Just realize how air is easy accessible whenever it is that you wish it to be, and you don't have to hold in your air because you feel like you might run out of it. No, that never occurs. So it shouldn't be that way with money or any other form of energy currency that you are wanting to attract to you. So literally breathing that awareness in is so powerful. Food is super vital also to ourselves and our body and physical intelligence. Something I like to do is make my food very physically appealing. And that has really changed also how I receive this concept of abundance and nourishment to myself, because food has been a challenge for me throughout my life in different aspects. My mother, she never really enjoyed the kitchen. And so I kind of really, from a young age, had to figure that out on my own. I've had a lot of eating disorders growing up. Also, I'm one to neglect my physical needs when I am just so engulfed into something. I just get really overly obsessed about the task that I'm doing that I just kind of push my physical needs aside. So lately, learning how to properly nourish and feed myself has been really life-changing, and I have seen how it has influenced my abundance mindset. Something as simple as cooking 3 meals a day for myself and making them presentable, making them visually exciting, has really allowed me to heal how I view my relationship with food and how I view my relationship with my body. Very important aspect also is how we are nourishing our body directly with the food that we're eating. Going back to my personal experience, and the other day when I allowed one negative thought to attract another negative thought and then another one, and I had completely fallen out of this feeling of self-trust. I had gone so far away from profound relaxation that I was blocking this energy channel of this first gear of safety. And it's just incredible how fast you can go down a hole that you don't even know how you got there in the first place. And so because I was feeling so much resistance, that even me trying to feel better or trying to feel faith was not working, I remembered the body to mind hack. And so I decided to take myself to the beach and put myself in a state of relaxation, force myself into a state of relaxation. I worked out at the beach. I even smoked some CBD. I definitely repeated the most powerful affirmations that I know at the moment to myself over and over and over again. Which, by the way, I'm thinking of recording a series of powerful affirmation meditations that really just pulled me out of that hellhole. It was a hellhole I was in. And yeah, I would like to share that with you soon. let me know what you think about that. And yeah, just repeat it to myself over and over and try to ignore the fact of this feeling of insecurity that I was feeling and just focus on the present moment. Just allow everything else, past and future, to go and just focus on this amazing, beautiful beach I had in front of me and the ability to exercise, the ability to jump, to skip. I was even skipping down the sand like a little kid, remembering how privileged I am to be in my body, to have my body, to be in this experience, to feel the present moment, to tap into pleasure through the senses. And I was like, let me focus on everything that is right, everything that is going great in this moment, and forget about all the other things that I don't need to worry about, because I trust, because I know my truth, because I know that it is law. It's not something that I'm making up or someone made up. No, it's law, the universal law of the law of attraction, the law of vibration. Let me fall into the trust of the inner parent. And that's also what's so powerful about knowing that you're not the body and you're not the mind, that you are, after all, in your purest form, infinite source potential, infinite source love, infinite source abundance. And that's my true state. And I have that within me no matter what. Above all else, I am that. Also, though, establishing that important connection with my body, I'm not the body. The body is a vessel that I'm inhabiting. I'm not the body. That's something very important to also realize. And it's not like we're pushing the body out of the experience, or, you know, it's lesser than this higher aspect of myself. No, it's in relation to, it works in harmony with. And knowing that truth, how I am outside of all of it, this infinite source, trusting in that infinite source that I am, I can allow this body to relax. I can allow the mind to relax, because I know this parent has got me. I know I can trust and fall into this parent's hands, into this parent's arms, and in those arms I will be nourished, because it is my birthright. So having all of those things established, I surrendered to the present moment and enjoyed my day at the beach. And if you don't have the beach, you may enjoy a good workout, a good walk, a good run, where you just put all the focus on your body's well-being. And I didn't feel the best as I was forcing my body into well-being, into safety. And I didn't feel the best for the rest of the day, honestly. Yet I continued to provide nourishment. I made myself that really nice, visually appealing meal, this nourishing meal. I did my breath work and my yoga and my meditation. Even though I wasn't feeling 100% there, I went into all the things that I could control through the body. And guess what? The next day, I woke up feeling like a completely different person. I woke up seeing all the possibilities. I woke up seeing all the opportunities. I woke up ready for action. I was given action on what to do. The impossible thing about my program not working, it ended up not working, but somebody ended up giving me their login for their program, and now I have an even more upgraded program because they have the upgraded version of the program that I had. And so that turned out even better than, you know, it was going for me. And so now I trust that that will continue to occur in my reality as long as I continue to do my part in what I can do. When one negative thought comes, you attract another negative thought, and then another one, and then another one, and then you find all the reasons why to look at everything negative. That just happened so quickly for me. It was just from one moment to the next. And so I decided also to focus a little bit more on my appearance, on how I'm presenting myself, on putting a smile on my face, on my energy, on how I'm feeling. I'm feeling grateful, I'm feeling beautiful, I'm feeling powerful. And even though I wasn't feeling that way, telling myself that internally, and in turn, shifting my energy, my attraction force, and how I'm presenting myself, again, reminding us of where we can take control to do it. Sometimes we choose the worst feeling thoughts because we think that they're true in that moment. Yet, if you decided to be a little crazy for a moment and imagine yourself to feel good, even though you don't feel good, to imagine yourself feeling beautiful, even though you don't, and continuing yourself to push positive thoughts into your brain, even though you're not feeling them right now, if you continue to do that, I promise you, you will eventually feel that way. And the primordial thing for the manifestation accelerator is that of that first gear of safety. And it's really important right now. It's really important during these times that we remember how important it is to feel safe, for that chakra not to be affected by news or quote unquote realities, because really it's, again, it's like, this program, this matrix is about people pushing realities on you that are not yours, that you have not created. It's like, again, like we just have to be those crazy people that decide to feel differently, decide to think differently, to decide to think positively, to decide to laugh, to enjoy, even though the world seems at such a serious state. Like, God forbid I laugh during these times. God forbid I have some fun during these times, because everybody is looking at you like, oh, how dare you have fun? How dare you smile? Like, no, these are the times where we have to uplift ourselves even more, to find joy more, to gravitate towards doing the things that we know are going to cost us more joy and a higher frequency. Because remember that from that space is that we assist others. Going back to the map of consciousness, I say this over and over again. When you operate at 300 hertz or higher, you affect 90,000 people around you operating at 200 and lower. So choose higher frequency thoughts. Choose higher frequency feelings. If you really want to assist, if you really want to do something for people, do that. My advice to you, creator, is get that first gear in check. You know, establish that parent-child relationship. Know that there is a parent. Know that there is a higher self that is at the core of your being, of who you truly are. That is the most infinite source. And that part of yourself can step in for you when it comes to being vulnerable. And so now that gives space for you to be vulnerable, to feel completely relaxed into your experience. Allow this part of yourself to nourish you, to provide safety for you. Create self-trust within yourself. Say no to body trashing. Create body love. Connect with your body, because the body has the potential to connect to the stars, to your ancestors. You can, through connecting through your body, through listening to your body, through speaking to your body, call in cosmic alliance, develop this relationship. Love your body. Tell yourself that you love yourself. Caress yourself. Hug yourself. Allow yourself to be enough. Not needing external love, not needing external validation. Let the entirety, wholesomeness of love feeling come from you, that you give that to yourself. Remember that how you think fuels either life to your body or fuels resistance to your body. So keep your thoughts in track. Please choose better feeling thoughts. Please choose higher frequency thoughts, even though it's not what you're immediately feeling. If you're having issue with that, sort to strengthening your physical intelligence. Go for a jog, go work out, go do some breath work, nourish your body with food, nourish your body with a massage, ground into your body to establish that physical intelligence. And don't forget not to lie to yourself. Mean what you say. Be a person of your word with yourself and with others. Very important, because there's nothing hidden from you, your body, your soul, your mind. All these are connected, and just remember that and trust that everything will be all right. I trust this was an assistance to your personal reality right now. I know that we can all use a feeling of safety, a feeling of trust right now in these times. I am aware of the world's state. I am aware of what is going on in the world. And I send out always my most infinite love, joy, and pleasure so that it may reach every single being on this planet, for our frequency to raise and not have to deal with this BS that we're so tired of. I keep saying, like, it's ghetto here. We need to fall into joy and pleasure in order to fix it. Like, I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds like the most crazy that by you enjoying your life and feeling pleasure, you fix everything. I know it sounds crazy, but trust me, like, we haven't tried it before, so how about we try it now, right? Thank you so much for being here. I am so grateful that you resonate with this message. I'm so grateful that you resonate with this podcast. I'm so grateful that you resonate with me. It's such an honor to have you here. It's such an honor to have you be present for these amazing times that we're living. I know it can be a bit confusing, yet this entire existence is a paradox, and we have to remember that as creators, we are the ones who give life meaning. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for being aware of that. I'm so grateful. I send you my most infinite love all the way from Costa Rica. I trust you catch the next one. Bye bye.